Well, a couple of years ago, the Stream Song Resort down in Central Florida burst on the scene with two courses, and now they're working on a third one, and there's much more to Stream Song ever since. We're thrilled to be at the Stream Song booth here at the show. And Scott, tell us a little bit about Stream Song and how it's continuing to evolve.
Yes, Roy, it's really good. One, to be back here at the show. We've had a booth here for the last 4 years. And we just celebrated our fourth anniversary in December. And it continues to grow, obviously, with Stream Song Black coming along. But some of the touches on blue and red are also being added. You know, the superintendent, Rusty Mercer, and Kyle Harris have added some little pockets of sand and vegetation that never came into play before. And it looks more on the finished side now that those areas have been done. There's only about three or four spots, but fantastic touches. Little dunesy areas. You know, 15 Blue comes to mind, that comes out into the fairway a little bit, a little nose of sand and grasses. And it definitely comes into play more, but it just looks more complete. So going to Black, everything is finished. It's growing in. Gil has done a wonderful job, and his task was to make sure that the golf course that he builds lives up to the same level or the same expectation that Red and Blue already hold in the golf community. And if it isn't as good or better than the other two, it's fantastic. You know, it's a treat to have all three of those architectural firms in one location. You've got Core Crenshaw, you've got Tom Doak, Renaissance Golf, you've got Gil Hands. And this is the first place that has ever done it in the world with those three. And they're the new age Renaissance Golf of, you know, the golden age of architecture from back in the early 1900s is now on property at Stream Song.
Is there anything that you could tell the golfers that have been there, they've played red, they've played blue, they want to come back and play black? What are they going to see that's different that they didn't see on the other two courses?
Sure. Well, without divulging all of Gil's secrets and plans, the bunker style is the first thing that comes to mind, and the topography. So the topography is more rolling throughout the property, and it's big, it's expansive. It's not that the golf course has more grass or anything. It is a bigger piece of property than if you took the individual red or blue. It would be a little bit bigger, but the expanse of the property stretches for a large amount of acreage from the clubhouse sitting in the middle of the property, and 1 through 11 kind of wraps out and around. You've got a dry creek bed, you've got a large amount of sand out on the third, fourth, fifth holes. And then you come back to the clubhouse and go into what we call the glove, which from the air, it looks like a glove or a mitt, like a baseball mitt. And those holes have a totally different feel to them than the holes you played 1 through 11. And to me, it's just the bunkering. I'll go back to the bunkering. The bunkering is more of a revetted style, more than you'd see in Scotland, Ireland, Royal Melbourne, Australia. And more the clean edges rather than red and blue, where you have some of that rough, you know, kind of the growth just takes over the way it wants to go. And then some of the features on black are not going to mirror anything on red or blue. You know, Bill Corr made a Biarritz green on 16 red, and some of the holes that Doak made were special in their own way as far as, you know, the template holes. But then, you know, Gil has a punch bowl green on number 9, and it's probably the best punch bowl I've ever seen, and it isn't even finished growing in, so it's really a treat to see this grow in. Couple of double greens, on the 13th hole there's a dual set of greens, so you would hit to the left fairway to go to the right green. right fairway to go to the left green. And you can move the green back and forth day to day or week to week. And it gives people a different shot in every week or every day that they play. So things like that are definitely different. There's only one water hazard on black. Red and blue have multiple hazards. And we'll see how they all measure up. And the best part about it is when the golfers get finished, and let's say they play 3 days in a row on the individual courses, and they get done and they say, okay, Rory likes red the best. Scott likes blue the best. Christy likes black the best. And then they start the argument or the discussion of why. And that's the best part about having multiple architects, multiple courses on one property. You've got discussion and debate about which one they like. And I think they'll like all three. But we're looking forward to having black open up in the fall of 17.
So now, I mean, there was people when they first came out there, you barely had a clubhouse, and you've added a lodge and a spa and more restaurants. Talk about the property in general, because it seems like, you know, other than the golf courses, it's still evolving in other ways.
Sure. We've added the sporting clays and fishing once the lodge came in January of 2014. And people don't just have to come to play golf. That is our main attraction. But all the amenities that are there, the spa that you mentioned. We added archery after a year or two of the sporting clays on the same property of the sporting clays. So you've got different options. And, you know, the person that wants to play 36 can come out and play 36 a day and be very, very mellow at the end of the evening and go to bed early. Or you can go golf in the morning and then go over to, you know, fishing for a couple hours, sporting clays. And you definitely have different people coming into the resort. You've got couples, you've got men only, you got women only. And it's fantastic to have a variety of things to do each day.
Well, people will sit back and they'll look and they'll say, geez, in the summer months, I'm sure it gets, you know, it can get a little warm in Florida. What's the best time of the year? Is there a good time of the year to really come down and play StreamSong if you want to be out on those golf courses 2 or 3 days in a row?
Sure. We are a year-round resort. And yes, it does get warm in the summer. But what we do there is we say, let's go outside in the morning and play. You know, if we get the occasional thunderstorm in the afternoon, you're already done. Inside, maybe go to the spa that day. Maybe play some ping pong or pool. If there's no storm, the pool is right there and fantastic, right on the lake. The best weather months in the eyes of the traveler is obviously October through April. And I think the sleeper months are October, November, and March, because people are getting ready for the holidays in November. And we don't have a lot of play or a lot of issues with thunderstorms during that time of year. October's beautiful, and November, March are all beautiful.
Well, if people want to come down, they want to learn more, do you have your website information, and can you be found on social media?
Sure. Website is streamsongresort.com, and website are obviously, so Twitter and Facebook we have, Instagram, so all the social media sites that we have on there.